مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, share success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. But before we begin, we're going to give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that when the day of Thursday comes, Allah Azza wa Jal sends the angels who are papers made of silver, Allahu Akbar, and pens made of gold. And they write as to who has recited Salat upon me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday, i.e. the night between Thursday and Friday. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated that on the last day of Shaban, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, gave us a sermon. And he said, O people, a month of greatness and blessings is approaching you. It is a month in which there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Allah Azza wa Jal has made the fast of this sacred month fard, i.e. compulsory upon you. To offer Taraweeh Salah in its nights is sunnah. If someone performs a good deed in this month, then it will be equivalent to performing a fard act in any other month. And if someone performs a fard act in this month, then it will be equivalent to performing 70 fard acts in any other month. Allahu Akbar. It is the month of patience, and the reward for patience is paradise. It is the month of relief and goodness, and in this month, the believer's sustenance is increased. In the blessed month of Ramadan, the one who serves iftari to a fasting person will be forgiven of his sins. He will be freed from the fire. And this person who serves iftar will also be rewarded as the fasting person's reward without any reduction in the reward for the fasting person. The companions, they were listening to this. And they said, we humbly said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, not all of us are able to serve iftari to those who are fasting. Allahu Akbar. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, Allah Azza wa Jal will give this reward to the one who serves even a sip of milk, a date, or a sip of water in iftari to the fasting person. It is the month whose initial 10 days are the days of mercy. The middle 10 days are forgiveness. And the last 10 days are freedom from the hellfire. The one who takes less work from his servant, subordinate, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive him and will free him from the hellfire. The one who serves the fasting person with a meal until he is full, he will, Allah, listen to this, he will be made to drink a mouthful of water from my pond, Hajj Kosar, that after drinking it, he will never be thirsty and he will enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. Elaborating on this blessed hadith, a renowned commentator and a great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, in Ramadan, the reward for a nafal deed is equivalent to the fard of other months. And the reward for a fard deed is equal to 70 faraid of the other months. He further said, the month of Ramadan has 3 ashras, i.e. 3 periods. In the first 10 days, Allah Azza wa Jal has special mercies on the believers, by which they gain strength to observe the fast and offer taraweeh. And they become capable of getting further blessings. Allahu Akbar. In the second 10 days, all his minor sins are forgiven, because of which he will be freed from the hellfire and he will be made to enter paradise. In the third, i.e. the last 10 days, there is announcement. For those who observe the fast are being blessed as a jannati, i.e. they are issued the visa and the passport to enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. These are the blessings of the month of Ramadan, and today we're coming towards the end of the month of Shaban. The beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved this month so much that upon the arrival of this blessed month, he would give a grand welcome to this month, and he would also clarify the significance of the blessed month by mentioning its glory and his greatness, virtues and blessings and other exceptional qualities to his blessed companions. He also made the Madani mindset to perform good deeds. Since the blessed companions were also true lovers of the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ramadan, they would also congratulate Muslims on the arrival of this guest of Allah azza wa jalla. Ramadan, in devotion to Ramadan and the obedience of the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Furthermore, they also persuaded Muslims to observe fast, stay awake for worship during the nights, and spend money in the way of Allah azza wa jalla. You know, if you are fortunate to watch Madani channel, you see that during the month of Ramadan, at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, how happy Amir al-Sunnah is. He has such happiness inside him. You know, he has nur on his face, but it's like coming out even more when he sees the chand, the moon of Ramadan, and he welcomes Ramadan and he celebrates and he's so happy during the month of Ramadan. And then if you are there, or if you see on Madani channel towards the end of Ramadan, if you are blessed with being there and seeing Amir al-Sunnah on the last couple of days of Ramadan, how upset he is that the month of Ramadan is going. The question, my dear viewers of Madani channel, is, are we happy when the month of Ramadan comes? Or are we happy when the month of Ramadan goes? Are we sad when the month of Ramadan goes? Or are we sad when the month of Ramadan comes? And we need to be honest with ourselves, and we need to reflect on that. That this is such a blessing. Such a blessing that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us, that even with this blessing, many of us are sad that this month has come. The leader of the believers, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, used to say, I welcome the month which purifies us. The entire month of Ramadan is good, whether it is fasting during the day or standing for worship during the night. To spend in this month has the status of spending in jihad. Allahu Akbar. Regarding this, a summary that was written by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, he says that being happy and wishing happiness to each other upon the arrival of the blessed month of Ramadan is a sunnah. All you who love the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all you who wish to perform or fulfill the sunnahs of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is a sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That when we are told, when we are informed that the blessed month of Ramadan is approached, then be happy about it. And congratulate each other. This is a sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It said that we should be happy when this blessed month begins and be sad when it leaves us. It is for this reason that the majority of the Muslims feel sad and weep on Jumatul Wida, i.e. the last Friday of Ramadan. Some farewell words are recited and speeches are given for Muslims to carry out maximum good deeds in the time that remains of the blessed month by considering it a great opportunity. Fortunate are those Muslims who consider the month of Ramadan a great opportunity. Fortunate are those Muslims who on the last month of Ramadan, they're crying and they're saying to themselves that the whole month has gone and I've done nothing. Viewers of Madani channel, the month of Ramadan is soon to be upon us. We don't want this month to disappear and at the end of it, have any regrets. You know, people say you should never have any regrets in your life, yeah? And there's this saying that people have on social media, YOLO, that you only live once, meaning that do what you can, enjoy yourself in this life. But if you look at it from an Islamic point of view, you only live once in this world. So need to acquire as many good deeds as you can. And this Ramadan might be your last Ramadan. This might be your last Ramadan. So see this Ramadan as your only Ramadan. See this Ramadan as your only opportunity that you get to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. So during this month of Ramadan, we need to rejoice. And very soon this month of mercies will be upon us. Celebrations with regard to this month are made in the Sunnah-inspired Madani environment of Dawat Islami. The blessed month of Ramadan is given a grand welcoming at many places, and a large number of Islamic brothers normally would start observing the whole month Itikaf in order to perform as many good deeds as possible. This is a tradition now that's developed within Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, we hear about the 10-day Itikaf, but alhamdulillah, within the environment of Dawat Islami, if it was not for the current situation, then thousands, and I say thousands and thousands of brothers, would observe iftikaf for the full 30 days. Dear Islam brothers, please keep in mind the glory and greatness of the blessed month of Ramadan. Islamic scholars have given many names to it. Amongst them, Ramadan is the most famous and renowned. A renowned commentator, a great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, Like Rahman, Ramadan is probably the name, probably one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, because He is worshipped the whole day and night in the months. Therefore, it is called Ramadan, i.e. the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. As a masjid, or the holy Kaaba, is called the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, because it is where Allah Azza wa Jal is worshipped. Similarly, Ramadan is the month of Allah Azza wa Jal, because everyone becomes occupied with fulfilling the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal in this sacred month. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madinah Channel, there are five acts that are done in abundance in this month of Ramadan, and we need to make sure that we try and do them as well. Number one, fasting. And this is fard upon us. It is fard upon us to fast during the month of Ramadan. Second is the Taraweeh. Third is recitation of the Holy Quran. Four is itikaf. And five are acts of worship in Shab-e Qadr. If a person performs these acts of worship sincerely, he will deserve these five gifts. This gift from Allah Azza wa Jal is for the simple people like us. As the sacred month arrives, the lovers of Ramadan rejoice, and the atmosphere brightens with the light of luminosity of Ramadan. The yearning for worship increases. Muslims observe fast, have the privilege to offer Taraweeh, arrange for gatherings of Khatam al-Quran, and attend such gatherings. They eat and offer sari and iftari, give and persuade others to pay zakat, fitra, ushra, sadqat, charity and motherly donations. They also get busy in reciting the Holy Quran and performing ruku' and sujood as much as they can during this month. Allahu Akbar. Talking about the characteristics and gifts of this blessed month of Ramadan, on differing occasions, our beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam persuaded us to perform more good deeds and obtain the gifts which are distributed by Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I'm going to give you three blessed hadiths of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which would encompass what a beautiful month we are about to encompass. Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Qudri radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that when the first night of blessed Ramadan arrives, the doors of the skies are opened and none of them is closed until the last night. Allahu Akbar. If a believer offers salah in any night of this month, Allah Azza wa Jal records 1500 virtues for him for every sajda. Allahu Akbar. And a place of red rubies, which has 60,000 gates, is made for him. Every door will be decorated with gold inlaid with red rubies. When a person fasts on the first day of Ramadan, his minor sins are forgiven, which he committed from the previous Ramadan to this day. Allahu Akbar. For him, every day, 70,000 angels make astaghfar from Fajr Salah to sunset. For performing sajda every day and during every night of Ramadan, he is granted a tree in paradise. Allahu Akbar. And under the shade of every tree that you are granted, a rider can walk 500 years. This is the enormity of the tree that you will be granted in paradise. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, Sayyidina Ubadah bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated that one day, upon the arrival of the sacred month of Ramadan, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, a month of blessings has come to you, because in it Allah Azza wa Jalla makes you rich and sends mercy upon you, erases sins and answers dua. Allah sees the inclination of your good deeds and He feels proud of you before the angels. Therefore, present good deeds before Allah Azza wa Jalla in this month. Because unfortunate is he, Allahu Akbar, listen to this, unfortunate is he who remains deprived of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this month. Allahu Akbar. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is descending on this month. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, unfortunate is he who is deprived of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this month. In another hadith, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala said that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, undoubtedly, paradise is decorated for the arrival of the month of Ramadan from the beginning to the end. When the first night of Ramadan arrives, beneath the arsh a breeze blows, called Musira. By blowing of this breeze, the leaves of paradise and the leaves of doors begin to sway, producing such a pleasant sound that no one has ever heard. Large-eyed hoos, eye maidens, then appear and call out to standing by the balconies of Jannah. Is there anyone who calls out to Allah Azza wa Jal so that He marries him to us? Then they ask, O Ridwan of Jannah, what night is this? Then Sayyidina Ridwan alayhi salam answers, uttering labbaik. This is the first night of the month of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jal has said, O Ridwan, open the doors of paradise. O Malik, close the doors of hell. O Jibrahil, go to the earth and put the headstrong shaitans into the sea. After fasting them with chains, so that they may not cause any mischief in the fast of my beloved Prophet's Ummah. Allah Azza wa Jal then orders an announcer to call out 3 days in every night of the month of Ramadan. Every night in the month of Ramadan, this is announced. Is there anyone who begs so that I may grant him a wish? Allahu Akbar. Is there anyone who repents so that I may accept his repentance? And is there anyone who asks for forgiveness so that I forgive him? Every night during the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to read this again. Is there anyone who begs so that I can grant him his wish? Is there anyone who repents so that I accept his repentance? And is there anyone who asks for forgiveness so that I forgive him? Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madani Channel, how glorious is the mercy of Allah that He orders His innocent angels to open the doors of paradise and to close the doors of the hellfire from the very first night of this sacred month. And He also commands His innocent angels to chain the shaitans. Furthermore, by the order of Allah Azza wa Jal, one who calls from heaven guides people to make dua for their wishes, repent and to ask for forgiveness. Therefore, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, instead of being stuck in worldly affairs, we should free ourselves to some extent from important activities before the arrival of the month of Ramadan. And this month, this time where, you know, we're having this current situation where we are having the lockdown, and, you know, this is an opportunity. And if as a result of this opportunity that we got, where we are sitting at homes now, if as a result of this, we stay up all night so that we can perform the sari, and we stay up all night watching films and dramas and doing all sorts of things and playing games on our PC tablets or whatever it is, and we stay up all night, and then what we do is we go to sleep and we sleep all day until the last moment of Zuhur, and we get up and read our Zuhur and then go back to sleep, yeah, and we get up just before Maghrib and we read our Asr, and then we wait for Maghrib and then we eat, and then we read our Isha, and then we go, you know, we stay up all night again. But we've wasted that time. If that's all we're doing during this blessed month, which is such a blessing, then we've wasted this month. This month and this current situation that we're in is an opportunity to fill our book of deeds with good deeds. We shouldn't use this opportunity, this month, as an opportunity to fill our bag of sins. This is a golden opportunity that we've got. Whatever the situation, whatever happens in the Ramadan, we should make an intention now that this Ramadan is going to be our best Ramadan. In this Ramadan, I'm going to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla as much as possible. In this Ramadan, I'm going to do as much ibadat as possible. In this month of Ramadan, I'm going to read as much Quran as possible. If last year I didn't complete one Quran, then I will at least complete one Quran. If last year I completed one or two, then this year I will complete three or four. Whatever you have done in the past, make an intention that whatever I have achieved, I will better that this year. You know, they say that you have a personal best. You know, when people are in sport, they have a personal best. That this is my personal best. This Ramadan, you need to achieve your personal best. You need to get your best, achieve this. Because who knows, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, whether or not we will see next Ramadan. If Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses us with this Ramadan, if we are fortunate to see this Ramadan, if we are fortunate to see the full 30 days of this Ramadan, then see it as a blessing. And on that note as well, a lot of people are hopeful that the month of Ramadan is only 29 days. How sad is that? That when we are blessed with 30 days, part of us isn't happy. We're hoping, yeah, I hope it finishes after 29 days. Yeah, I hope we have Eid on this day and then it'll be 29 days. Yeah. And we're making plans and hoping that the month only lasts for 29 days. How sad is that when this is such a great month of mercy? This is such a great month where we can achieve so much. It is stated that when the month of Ramadan would come, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, would devote himself to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he would not approach his blessed bed for the whole month. Allahu Akbar. It is also stated that when the month of Ramadan would arrive, the blessed color of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would change. He would offer salah abundantly. He would make dua in an extremely humble manner, and he would remain overtaken by divine fear. This is the
Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we're talking about. This is the person that is guaranteed paradise. This is the person that owns paradise. And how did he spend his month of Ramadan? Are we saying, and we can't say, that we don't need the month of Ramadan? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have just been told that he would offer salah in abundantly, he would make dua in an extremely humble manner, and he would remain overtaken by the fear of Allah azza wa jal came. It is also stated that when the month of Ramadan would come, the Prophet of creation, the peace of our heart and mind, the most glorious and kind, would set every free prisoner, would set free every prisoner, and he would give something to every person who asked for something. This is how he spent the month of Ramadan. If somebody writes, you know, like we're reading this now about how the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent the month of Ramadan. If in future someone was to write about us, some of our family member was to say, you know, this is how our grandfather spent the month of Ramadan, what would they write? This is how our grandmother spent the month of Ramadan, what would they write? This is how my uncle spent the month of Ramadan, what would they write? Is this the obituary that you want to leave behind, that during the month of Ramadan, he watched as many films as possible, he got this game, he purchased a game, and on his PC tablet or whatever it was, it had 99 levels, and he achieved all 99 levels in the month of Ramadan, something he'd not been able to achieve the whole year, and you're proud of that? How sad is that? How sad is that if at the end of the month of Ramadan, we sit down and we look at our achievements, and these are the achievements that we've made? Sit down, viewers of Money Channel. Before the month of Ramadan comes, make a target. This month, this is what I'm going to do. This is how much zikr I'm going to do. This is how much durud-e pak I'm going to recite. This is how much extra ibadat I'm going to do. This is how much Quran I'm going to give. Work out your zakat, donate your zakat. Work out how much sadqa you can give. Work out your fitrah, make sure you give it. Do all these things and get it all done and make a target that this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do during the month of Ramadan. In his book, Fazane Ramadan, on page 909, Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Alama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadi Razvi Zahi, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep his shadow on us, has narrated, there was a non-Muslim who lived in Bukhara. Once he was walking through a market of Muslims along with his son. His son began to eat something in public. Seeing his son eating, he scolded him and said, "Aren't you ashamed of eating in the Muslims' marketplace in the blessed month of Ramadan?" His son replied, "But father, you also eat in the blessed month of Ramadan." The father replied, "I don't eat in front of Muslims. I eat at my home where they cannot see. I do not disgrace this holy month." After some time, this non-Muslim died, and someone had a dream in which he saw the deceased person strolling in paradise. Amazed, the dreaming person asked, "You are a non-Muslim. How did you enter paradise?" He replied, "You are right. I was a non-Muslim. But at the time of my death, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed me with faith through the blessings of respecting the month of Ramadan. And he granted me paradise after my death." All through respecting the month of Ramadan. Do we respect the month of Ramadan? Even now there are unfortunately many, many Muslims that don't fast during the month of Ramadan. And it's a shock to the system to a lot of people. I remember meeting a person who'd only recently accepted Islam. He'd been a Muslim for maybe 6 months, 8 months. And he came and he asked me a question. And he said to me, "I'm going to ask you a question and the answer to the question is no." So I said to him, "You're going to ask the question and you've already got the answer. What's the point in asking the question?" And he said, no, I just want to make sure. I said, "Okay, Tika." And he said, "Brother, I heard it, but I don't believe it. And I want you to prove to me that this is wrong, that this is not the truth. I've heard that there are some Muslims who do not pray." You know, when he said that, I didn't know what to say. I was speechless and literally all I did was put my head down. And when I put my head down, he understood from that. And he said, "Brother, it's impossible. Are you telling me there are Muslims out there that do not pray 5 times a day? What answer do I give him? to this day, I've not been able to give him the answer. But he knows the answer. But then, would he not feel the same if he found out that there are Muslims out there that don't fast during the month of Ramadan? There are Muslims out there that don't take the mercy of Ramadan. There are Muslims out there who don't respect the month of Ramadan. There are Muslims out there who spend the month of Ramadan watching films, playing games, doing all sorts of things, spending the time on social media and wasting this month. And effectively, when you're doing all these things, are you not disrespecting the month of Ramadan? Disrespecting the month of Ramadan is not just eating in front of someone that is fasting. Disrespecting the month of Ramadan is acquiring all these sins during the month of Ramadan as well. So if a non-Muslim, by respecting the month of Ramadan, can earn the faith and earn paradise, if only we respect the month of Ramadan, if only we take the month, these blessings of the month of Ramadan, then how much benefit we can get. Once the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu ta'ala, he went to a cemetery in Kufa to visit the graves. And he saw a newly prepared grave there. He desired to know about his condition. So he humbly requested, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, reveal the condition of this person in this grave to me. Allah Azza wa Jal immediately accepted his humble request. And all the veils between him and the deceased were lifted. Now a horrific scene of the grave was before him. What he saw was that the deceased was on fire and he was crying and he was making this request to Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Oh Ali, I am drowning in fire and I'm burning in the fire. Astaghfirullah. The dreadful scene of the grave and the painful call of the deceased person saddened Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. And he lifted his hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and submitted a request with the utmost humility for the forgiveness of the deceased. A voice from the ghaib hidden was heard. O Ali, radiallahu anhu, do not intercede on his behalf, as he used to disrespect Ramadan in spite of fasting. He did not refrain from committing sins, even in the blessed month of Ramadan. He used to fast during the day, but would indulge in sins during the night. Having heard this, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu became even more grieved. And he fell into sajda and he humbly began to say with tears in his eyes, Ya Allah, my respect is in your power. The man has called out to me with great expectation. O Creator Allah Azza wa Jal, do not disgrace me in front of him. Have mercy on his powerless and forgive this helpless man. Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal with tears in his eyes. And then he heard a voice. O Ali radiallahu anhu, we have forgiven him for the sake of your sadness. And as a result of that, the deceased person was then released from that torment. Viewers of Madri Channel, we're not going to have Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu coming to our graves. In this, we are told about that person that fasted during the month of Ramadan, but he indulged in sins during the night. And this, even though he fasted, he was fortunate that he had such a great person like Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu coming to his grave. What's going to happen to us? If we spend our month, this person, he was fasting during the month of Ramadan, but he was also indulging in sins. And as a result of indulging in them sins, he was not respecting the month of Ramadan. And as a result of that, Allahu Akbar. Ask yourselves, is that what you want? Is that what you want? We have been warned. We have been told about the blessings of this month, but we've also been warned about what happens to those who disrespect this month. But what about those unfortunate people? You know, we mentioned so far those people that have disrespected the month. But even worse, there are those people who don't even fast during this month. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anyone who misses one fast, just one fast, one fast in Ramadan without a valid reason or without being ill cannot make it up even if he fasts for the rest of his life. One fast. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Creation, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, has said that the one who finds the month of Ramadan but does not fast in it is unfortunate. The one who has both of his parents or any one of them but does not treat them well is unfortunate. The one who hears me mentioned but does not recite Salat upon me is unfortunate. The one who finds the month of Ramadan but does not fast in the month of Ramadan, he is unfortunate.
Dear Islamic brothers, the blessed hadith that we've just heard, it tells us that if we hear the name of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we need to recite Durood e Pak upon him. When you hear the name of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you do not recite Durood e Pak, then you are cast as an unfortunate one. And in a hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, and he's going up the pulpit, and Hazrat Jibreel al-Islam is saying, woe unto him who hears your name and does not send Durood e Pak upon you. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. Woe unto you who a month of Ramadan comes and goes and he fails to get his sins forgiven. This is what Hazrat Jibreel al-Islam is saying. And who is saying Ameen? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. Woe unto him who finds his parents alive, but as a result of not treating them well, does not enter paradise. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. This is the status of our parents, and we need to remember that we need to respect and look after our parents as well. And during, you know, we are told that when it comes to your parents, you need to look after them, you need to respect them, you need to do whatever they can. If the only time you are allowed to disobey your parents is if they stop you from performing a fard act. For example, if they stop you from performing namaz, if they stop you from fasting during the month of Ramadan, if they tell you you have to shave your beard, any of these things that are further wajib upon you, if they stop you from them, then you don't have to listen to them, but everything else you have to listen. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with relation to this, he has said, no one's obedience is permissible in the disobedience of Allah azza wa jalla. Obedience is only permissible in virtuous acts. Similar, whenever the blessed name of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is heard or taken, form a habit of reciting salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear Islamic brothers, we mentioned the excellences of itikaf that you've heard about are extracted from the remarkable book called Fazana Ramadan. Please, I request all of you, this is a book that is available. You can download it from www.dawatislami.net. This book gives you all of the Sharia rulings and all of the blessings of Ramadan. You know, if you really want to take full benefit of the month of Ramadan, if you really, really want to take full benefit of the month of Ramadan, download that book tonight. And before the month of Ramadan, if you were to read that book, yes, it might seem a lot because it's quite a thick book, but if you make that intention today and read it from now to the month of Ramadan, as a result of that, then inshallah, like I mentioned early on, when I talked about your personal best, this Ramadan will be your personal best. Another greatness of the month of Ramadan is that Allah Azza wa Jalla has showered us with Shab al-Qadr in this month. Shab al-Qadr is that great night in which the worship that is performed is better than 1,000 months. In search of the sacred night, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would observe itikaf the whole month. Now those of you that are sat at home, get your calculators out. 1,000 months, work it out, divided by 12, I think it's just over 83 years. One night is better than 83 years. How many of us will be fortunate enough to live 83 years? One night, 83 years. The beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always try his best to gain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. He would abundantly worship, especially in Ramadan, as Laylatul Qadr is hidden in Ramadan. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, once observed itikaf for the entire month in search of this blessed night. Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala has narrated, once the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed itikaf from the first of Ramadan to the 20th, and then he said, in search of Laylatul Qadr, I spent the first 10 days in Ramadan, then the middle 10 days, then I was told that it is in the last 10 days. Therefore, whoever amongst you wishes to observe itikaf with me should do so. Allahu Akbar. Unfortunately, this year, we are not blessed with itikaf. Make intentions. You know, if you sincerely, sincerely, sincerely make an intention now, Ya Allah, if the doors of the masjid are opened, then I will spend the last 10 days in itikaf. If you made this sincere intention, and if it is not open for you, then inshallah you'll get the reward for it. But remember this, make this sincere intention, that if the doors of the masjid are open, and you made this intention, make it a sincere one, so that if the doors are open, inshallah we are hopeful that they will, that we will spend the last 10 days in itikaf.
The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that a mutaqif remains safe from sins and the reward of good deeds will be given to him as it is given to the performer of good deeds. Allahu Akbar. There are many, many blessings of itikaf, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that this year we get the benefit of it. But just to summarize what we have said today, and like I said, first and foremost, please make an intention to download the book, The Blessings of Ramadan. It's available in many different languages. I've just mentioned, I think, The Blessings of Ramadan is one language. Fazan-e Ramadan is the Urdu one. But it's also available in other languages as well. What a great thing if you were to get the link of that and send that link to everybody as well. And then inshallah, if they read that book as a result of you inviting them to read the book, you get the reward as well. But with regards to this month of Ramadan, and we're hopefully going to welcome the month of Ramadan. Before this blessed month arrives, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would mention the glory and dignity of this blessed month. And the companions would also persuade them to observe fast and offer tarawih. So this is again an opportunity, not one, to show happiness when the month of Ramadan comes, and also to observe the fast during the month of Ramadan, but also those people, those family members, those relatives, those friends that you know that don't, try and convince them to offer the fast during this month of Ramadan. It also contains persuasions for us as well. Therefore, we should also give a great welcome to the sacred month and sincerely repent of our sins. Perform lots of good deeds, offer salah regularly, offer tarawih regularly, and give lots of sadaqat, charity if possible. We should also try to go and collect donations for Dawat Islami from our relatives, friends and neighbours, along with our own sadaqat, wajiba and nafla, according to the methods of Dawat Islami. All of these acts, viewers of Madani Channel, are good deeds in the sacred month of Ramadan. And we are told that the reward for one good deed is 70 times more than the normal deeds. In this way, we will be able to have a lot of good deeds during this month. This great night has been declared as more superior. The night of Laylatul Qadr has been declared more superior than 1,000 months. And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would observe itikaf in order to search Shabi Qadr. And he once observed itikaf for the whole month of Ramadan. Therefore, acting upon the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we all should make an intention. We should make an intention, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that make an intention that you will perform itikaf every year for 10 days in the month of Ramadan. Make an intention that at least once in your life, you'll perform itikaf for 30 days in the Ramadan. If that's too much, then at least make an itikaf, an intention that you'll perform itikaf for at least 10 days in the month of Ramadan. And we mentioned earlier on about the donations. This is a month in which people give the donations because obviously they want to get as much reward as possible. And I request all of the viewers to please remember Dawat Islami when you're collecting your zakat, when you're calculating your zakat, your sadaqat, your fitrah, and please donate to Dawat Islami as well. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that if I have said anything wrong, Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah give me and you and all the people that are in the studio today the ability to take the full benefit of the month of Ramadan. And I'll leave you with this, that please make this month of Ramadan your personal best. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mubalik for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success, share success.